It's RW Full Court Press Podcast. Today I want to talk about the LA Lakers, a little bit of free agency, and Kemba Walker. And I want to talk about the LA Lakers right now. You know, everybody know LA Lakers made a big move. They signed Anthony Davis, in my eyes, the best big man in the game, skilled-wise, inside, outside. Average 28 points a game, almost 14 rebounds. The man could do it all. 7'1", could do it all. I ain't seen a player like him since Ralph Sampson coming out of college, out of Virginia. Yes, Ralph Sampson. Ralph Sampson. You know, the LA Lakers, right now, need to fill a roster. And you got a lot of speculation, a lot of the media people saying the Lakers need a max player, another max player. They needed this, they need that, they need to add a high-profile name. Mm-mm, they don't need that. No. You got Kyle Kuzma right there. If I was Kyle Kuzma, I'd feel insulted. I feel appalled. Blasphemous. Nobody got no confidence in me. I was 18.7 points per game last year. 5 rebounds. Shot 45% from the field, 30% from behind the arc. 2.5 assists. I could raise that higher, but give me some more help. You got LeBron James, Anthony Davis now. Kyle Kuzma is nowhere in the world. That 18.7, 18.5 points per game should go up to 24. You can score 6 points a quarter. That's 4 quarters. That's 24 points a game. You can't make 3 shots. You won't get fouled. You're hard to defend. You got the height. You work on the jump shot a little bit more. Be consistent. You could be a problem. A big problem for your opponents. So Kyle Kuzma, ball is in your court. You got the opportunity to be the third wheel behind LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Anybody would love to have that as an NBA right now. So if I was you, Kyle Kuzma, I would take this opportunity, work on my game, my footwork, my mid-range, my defense, my dribbling, my passing, moving without the ball, spacing, defense. Because you got it. I watched you last year, Kyle Kuzma. You got it. You got all the talents and all the attributes. Just work on that consistently. Not 18 points a game, go up to 24 points a game. Believe me, I seen it happen. And I let the LA Lakers organization know, Jenny Buss and everybody else, I'm here. You don't got to go out and try to get a try to talk to Kawhi Leonard, call Klay Thompson, Chris Middleton, Tobias Harris, you know, Kemba Walker. You don't got to do all of that. Jimmy Butler, I'm here. You know, what the Lakers need to do is go after the others. Not a big-time name. Not a high-profile name. Just somebody that can spread the floor. Get LeBron some help. LeBron James break the offense down. Somebody like Danny Green. I take Danny Green in a heartbeat. Average 10 points a game. Last year, he's a two-time champion. Corner pocket three-pointer. He's 6'7". Can play defense. That would be a good pickup for the LA Lakers. No doubt in my mind. Somebody like him. Even somebody like Brook Lopez. He was with the Lakers before. When he come back. The Lakers need somebody to spread the floor and help LeBron James out. Because everybody know LeBron James is the point forward. Everybody know whoever the guard is, they're going to bring the ball up. But when it's half court offense time, it's going to LeBron James. And LeBron James demands a lot of attention. And attention comes to LeBron James. So that's what happened last year why the Lakers struggled with LeBron James. LeBron James needs shooters. He had Mike Miller when he was in Miami. You know, he had Kevin Love, Shannon Frye, and Cleveland that could stretch it. You know, so if you get that in L.A., somebody that could shoot the ball, even a J.J. Redick. Even though J.J. Redick is 34 years old, I would take J.J. Redick in a heartbeat. J.J. Redick could shoot the ball. He'd come off screens and shoot the ball. And his weakness is defense. But hey, you got LeBron, you got Kuzma, you got Anthony Davis, and somebody else, they'd be fine. They'd be fine. And I would even go out and let me say this. Y'all not going to agree when I'm going to tell you this, but I would say this. I would call Carmelo Anthony up, talk to Carmelo Anthony, ask Melo to join the team. You can be the sixth man, come off the bench, Melo. You don't got to start, but I bet you finish. Because you're smart, you can shoot, you know the game. That's my take with the Lakers. You don't need a high-profile player. You need others that's going to bring hard work, dedication. That's all they need. If you look at all the great championship teams from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the millennium, to this day, they all had others helping them. Kobe and Shaq, they had Rick Fox, they had Robert Ory, they had Derek Fisher, they had Ron Harper. They only had one legitimate shooting guard / small forward, and that was 2000, the 1999-2000 year with Glenn Rice. Glenn Rice got his ring, he left, went to the Knicks, you know. You have to have others that win in this game. That's going to bring it hard every night. And that's willing to sacrifice. Now I want to talk about Kemba Walker. Now, Kemba Walker is in a tough situation. And the reason I say it's a tough situation, because Kemba Walker plays like a max player, but he don't get paid like a max player. You feel me? He's an all-star. Plays like a max player, but don't get paid like a max player. The reason I say in a tough situation, just listen to me. Just listen loud and clear. The man boss is Michael Jordan. The GOAT. The greatest basketball player ever. Hands down. No ifs, no ands, no buts about it. Kemba Walker averaged 25.6 points per game and around 6 assists. Didn't make the playoffs. Again, he's an all-star. The face of the Charlotte Hornets. 6'1" guard. Made $12 million last year. Like I said, underpaid, but get paid. He plays like a max player, but don't get paid like a max player. Now, this is the problem Kemba Walker has. How in the hell are you going to tell Michael Jordan no? Your only agent goes to negotiate your new contract. This is Michael Jordan now. This is the man that sits on the bench during games, critiquing and watching everything that's going on that court. This is a man that wins by any means. This is a man that don't like to hear no for an answer. Kemba Walker already stated that he'll go and take a pay cut for the Charlotte Hornets. Kemba, don't do that. Don't do that. You play big, you want to get paid big. You deserve it. Again, tough situation. How are you going to tell Michael Jordan no? This is a man you idolized, looked up to. On the court, off the court, wearing sneakers. Everybody love his sneakers. Everybody love Michael Jordan. So you and your agent got to go to the negotiation table, and you got Michael Jeffrey Jordan across the ball saying, listen, I'm going to offer you not the Supermax, regular max. Now, Kemba's due for, I believe, $224 million. But Mike ain't giving $224 million. So you got this owner, not just an ordinary owner. This is Michael Jordan now. That's telling you, or asking you, excuse me, is asking you, can we get a hometown discount? Michael Jordan now. How you tell Michael Jordan no? But then, on the other hand, LeBron James calls you. Clutch Entertainment, Rich Paul calls you. Kemba, come to Southern California. Palm trees. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Jack Nicholson, Denzel Washington. How you gonna turn that down? Now you're going from living in Charlotte, North Carolina, to Southern California. Guaranteed the playoffs now. Lakers favored to go to the NBA Finals. I ain't say win it, but they're favored to go to the NBA Finals. You going to the playoffs now. You might be drinking champagne in June, courtesy of Adam Silver in the NBA. If you go to the Lakers. Now, if you go to Lakers, Kemba, that's a problem for the whole NBA. Kemba Walker, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Kyle Kuzma. You can fill in whoever you want to fill in at the other position. Seriously, that's a problem. But again, how are you going to tell Michael Jordan no to go somewhere else? How are you going to tell LeBron James? Oh, man. It's tough, man. I don't know. Whew. Like I said, Kemba Walker's in one of the toughest situations. If I was Kemba Walker. Sorry, Mike. I love you. Thanks for everything. I'm going to Southern California. I want to win. I went in college with UConn. I'm Big East Player of the Year. I turned the Garden out. At St. John's, at Syracuse, at Georgetown, at Villanova. I turned the Garden out. I turned the tournament out. It's time for me to get paid and win championships. That's what I'll do if I was Kemba Walker. I'm going to Southern California. I play big. I want to get paid big. Kemba Walker. In my eyes, you got one of the toughest decisions to make. This RW4 Court Press Podcast. Signing off.